He turns out to be a top-ranking Nazi, Hitler's deputy, Rudolf Hess. He says, "I have come on a mission of peace." Hess was one of Hitler's first supporters, and he is one of the most fanatical.
Die Partei ist Hitler! Hitler aber ist Deutschland, wie Deutschland Hitler ist! Hitler, Sieg!
Hess feels that the role he has played has not been as glorious as that of other Nazi leaders. He wants to prove to his Führer that he, Rudolf Hess, is the only person capable of finding a way out of the conflict with Great Britain. But he is immediately locked up. Churchill rejects his overtures, and Hitler disowns him. Hess will remain in prison for the rest of his life. Meanwhile, intelligence reports indicate that Hitler is planning to invade the Soviet Union. But Stalin ignores the reports, just as he ignores the last message sent by Richard Sorg, a Soviet spy based in Tokyo. The document, dated 30th of May 1941, warns of a German attack. In fact, Stalin continues to send raw materials to the Reich. Since the signing of the German-Soviet Non-Aggression Pact, he has exported thousands of tons of oil, chrome and nickel to Germany, all of which helped Hitler to conquer France. The last train load is sent off on the night of the 21st of June 1941. Carrying tons of wheat, this train crosses over the border at midnight. And on June the 22nd at 3 a.m., without officially declaring war, the first Wehrmacht sappers steal over onto Russian territory. They are followed by 153 German divisions, as well as by Finnish, Romanian, Slovakian and Hungarian troops. There is even a division of Spanish fascists. 3 million men, along with 600,000 trucks, many of which are made by French manufacturers such as Berliet and Renault,